Mr. Getty's association with business and business leaders forms an integral part of his life experience as well as his personal views.
William G. Shelley, he was a remarkable man. And I was very fond of him. We had our differences of opinion. He never believed in foreign oil. He believed that oil followed the flag. When the Iranian consortium was organized about 1954-55, I wanted Skelly Oil to take an interest in the consortium. Mr. Skelly didn't like the idea of taking an interest in Arabian Gulf Oil, Persian Gulf Oil. And so I deferred to his wishes. But he was a good oil man. I remember one time that single-handed, he got into a good oil play. And I complimented on him on it. And he replied, "Well, the old blind sow occasionally brings back an acorn." I think that a good executive probably should have about 30 different qualities. And if he's only got 25, then he's not such a good executive. But if he's got all 30, then he's a good executive. I don't think that people who consciously strive to create an empire are necessarily fulfilling themselves. And I don't think it necessarily adds to your chances of success. I think that there is providence too. And I think we should all be humble. We have to ride the waves. We can't dominate the waves. I don't think a committee ever won a battle. I think a committee is good to find the facts. Fact-finding committee is probably pretty good. But I never heard of a battle being won by a committee. I never heard of a ship in a storm being captained by a committee. I think that probably we're entering into an era of shortages in oil. It's bound to happen. Anybody could tell it would happen. And I have said that there are children today who, if they live to old age, will find oil from wells in museums. I think the United States has been very short-sighted, and the government has been very short-sighted. They've done everything they could to diminish drilling for gas and drilling for oil. They've kept an artificially low price on gas for many years. And they made the tax treatment of drilling for oil much more burdensome. Instead, they should have been encouraging drilling for gas and drilling for oil. But Washington is very slow to catch on. And lots of people have gone broke drilling for oil and drilling for gas. People who are willing to risk their money should be encouraged, not discouraged. And there are very few people, actually, that want to drill for oil or drill for gas. It's too risky. I remember going with my father. It was about the time of World War I. And he was calling on Colonel Stewart, who was the head of the Standard Oil of Indiana, and who was supposed to be one of the best, if not the best, businessman in the United States. And my father was visiting him for about half an hour, and then we left. And I said to him, my father said, Father, how good a businessman is Colonel Stewart? My father said, well, he's one of the brightest businessmen in the United States. And I said, like a boy would, well, has he got more money than you have? And father said, well, he said, I don't know just how much money Colonel Stewart's got, but he's a man on a salary. And I don't, as far as I know, he doesn't own any production. I don't suppose he's as rich as I am, if that's what you mean. And I said, well, why is that? He's such a good businessman. And he's not very rich. My father replied, he said, well, Colonel Stewart, like a lot of very bright men, is a worshiper at the shrine of security. He doesn't like to risk his personal money. And he said, the only way to get rich is to risk your capital.